We are joined today by Illumination Foundation. They are breaking the cycle of homelessness. And we're also joined by a client of theirs, someone that they have helped. And he's also helping them in return by sharing his story. He served our country. He's been through a lot. And so he's going to talk to us about Illumination Foundation and how he met them. It's a 20-year search by his daughters to find him. We're joined by Donald Mead and then also April Rios. She's from Illumination Foundation. She is the Transmedia Storytelling Specialist, right? Which is a unique title, and it gives you an idea of how creative you are, what you do to help Illumination Foundation. And so just a little bit about Illumination Foundation. I mean, with over 55,000 homeless in the Southern California area, and then also so many people in Orange County, and that includes families, veterans, seniors.
Exactly. We help break a couple cycles of homelessness. There's the chronic cycle, which is individuals who have been living in the streets for years and years and usually have a disability. We also help break intergenerational homelessness as well, which are families with young kids who usually end up becoming homeless as well unless they're helped to break the cycle.
Right. And then you also have recuperative services for people who have been working on mental health issues.
Yeah. So a recuperative care program started off as what we called a Chronic Care Plus pilot program, which was actually where Don, I believe, came into our program. We piloted the program with Orange County hospitals, and basically it's where homeless individuals who have ended up in the emergency rooms, we would take them from the emergency room into our care and provide them housing, meals, connect them with their primary physician, make sure that they do follow-ups, and really take care of their health so that they can in turn find stability, and we help them find homes as well. So while they're in our program, we're taking them, we're driving them to their doctor's appointments, and we also help educate them on their medicine, why they need to take it, how much, and connect them with social services and any type of income they can get. And ultimately, our goal is to get them connected to permanent housing one way or the other.
So you have all these wraparound services through that program when people leave the hospital or leave the mental health facility.
I think that's one of our biggest issues in Orange County, especially with chronic homelessness. There's a gap in our health system, just in general, where a lot of homeless individuals aren't connected to their primary physician. So when they have a small infection or they have a small cold, it usually ends up turning a lot worse and they end up in the emergency room. So that brings up the costs of the hospitals because they have people who aren't covered or insured, or even if they are insured, it's still an increased cost to the hospital if they keep coming back every 2 weeks, every month, which is why we focus so much on Chronic Care Plus and the recuperative care program. It's a really important part of breaking the cycle of homelessness for chronic individuals.
Right. That's almost a cycle in and of itself that you're helping to break also. So Dawn, now you're in Fullerton. You've got a place. You have a dog you love, Scrappy, right? Who's been with you through a lot of this.
Yes.
Tell us, you were found through a news article. Your family was looking for you for 20 years, but you went into the military at a young age, at 18, right? Serving our country.
Yes.
Tell us, so what happened there? You were in the Army. You ended up in the National Guard. Give us a little bit of your backstory.
I did that. Then when I went into service, I started drinking real bad after I got out and everything. And I lost contact with all my kids. And I gave up. I drank and drank for years. And I also was a drug addict real bad.
So you had problems after you got out of the military?
Yes, I did. After I got out, I was drinking and using drugs, like I said, and I didn't think the kids wanted anything to do with me, and so I'd left. I was threatened that somebody wanted me to sign my rights off from my kids, and I wouldn't do it. So I left the state and stayed gone, so I wouldn't have to sign my rights off to anybody. And now the kids had found me through the Elimination Foundation, and now they want me back in their lives. And I'm going to go back, like I said, tomorrow to see my children and my grandchildren that I've never met before.
What did you do in the Army?
I was a mechanic.
And then you were in the National Guard also?
Yes.
When you came back, when you were done with all of that, was it the transition back? What was it? Do you think, did you ever get to the bottom of why you ended up being addicted?
No, it was just missing my kids all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just started using it to try to bury the feeling so mm-hmm. I wouldn't have to hurt no more.
And you weren't allowed to be around your kids in Ohio, so you left?
Yes.
After you got out of the service, you were around your kids, but then you had to leave because they were going to take your parental rights away.
Yes.
So then you drifted from city to city with different jobs?
Yes. That's mm-hmm. how I supported myself. I went from city to city by Greyhound bus, and I'd find work, part-time work, or if I could find full-time, I would take it. And that's how I supported myself. But I was homeless every city I went to because mm-hmm. I couldn't afford the rent. I wasn't making enough.
That's like a real kind of chaotic life, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then something drastic happened. You ended up in the hospital a couple of times with a heart attack.
Yes. The first heart attack I had was back in 2010. Mm-hmm. And I had a quad bypass. And then I left Montana and went to Florida, Ohio, then Florida. And then I decided to come back to California in Santa Ana. I was homeless in Santa Ana there, and I was sick a mm-hmm. lot of times, going in and out of the hospital all the time. And that's when I got introduced to the Elimination Foundation. They put me in through their recovery program.
Right.
But I went through some depression real bad, and I tried to commit suicide and everything else because mm-hmm. I've missed my kids. And I didn't think, like I said, they didn't want nothing to do with me, which that wasn't true.
That's well, they were searching for you.
Yes.
So you went through a really dark period, and yes. then you had these major health issues, including cancer.
Yes.
And they found you.
We found him, or we identified him as a chronic individual who was what we call super utilizer. He went to the ER a lot. Mm-hmm. So after we started our recuperative care program, when we were piloting that, he was one of our initial clients. He was living in the Civic Center, I believe. So mm-hmm. we took him out of the Civic Center and put him in our recuperative care program, where we helped him stabilize and connect him to the right doctors, make sure he was healthy. And eventually we found him housing and helped him get all moved in and stabilized. And then a couple years passed before his daughters found him through mm-hmm. that article that was featuring our program. The article came out in 2015. And they found him April of 2017. And then they contacted Elimination Foundation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you found him through the new program. You found Donald through one of the new programs that you have, Recuperative, that program, mm-hmm. because he was obviously being treated.
Yes. Uh-huh. From there, he qualified for our programs because I believe he was going to one of our partner hospitals. Mm-hmm. I believe it was St. Joseph's.
Yes.
You look healthier now, Don. I'm
happy. Oh, I feel so much better because I'm in an apartment thanks mm-hmm. to the Elimination Foundation, and I haven't had no trouble since then.
You got your life back thanks to Elimination Foundation, and
yes.
then you got connected with your daughters.
Yes.
Right, so this is a really great ending to a story, or a beginning. This is the beginning of a great story now, because you're going to meet your children, your daughters. How many daughters do you have?
I have three daughters.
Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Ashley, Sherry, and Amanda.
And you have grandchildren?
Yes.
And they're all in Ohio?
Yes.
Right. And so they're waiting to see you, and you're going back there. Elimination Foundation is also helping you with that. And you
yes.
have a GoFundMe page, right, April?
Yeah. So we made Don a little GoFundMe page to help him cover the cost of the trip, but also his expenses at home, because when you travel, you obviously have to spend a lot of money on that. So the GoFundMe is gofundme.com/Don's Family Reunion.
Mm-hmm. And can you find that through Elimination Foundation, through your website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's if you go to ifhomeless.org on our homepage, mm-hmm. there's a little banner that says contribute to Don's happy ending.
So Elimination Foundation, through their work, you've done well here, and now you'll be back in Ohio permanently with your family.
Yes.
What would you tell people about Elimination Foundation?
Call them and talk to them. They make things happen for a lot of people, and it's for the good. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be back with my family. I'd still be out on the streets, and who knows, I could have passed away out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were on the brink of some really dark days.
Yes.
And so that's why you're a great example of someone who works with Elimination Foundation and what can happen, how they save and change lives, April. And so that's why it's important for people to help. You work off of private donations, right?
Yes. So We are a nonprofit, and a lot of our donors are individual people just in Orange County who have such generous hearts. And honestly, without them, we couldn't do what we do and help people like Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so to help Illumination Foundation now, you know, to help create more stories like Donald's, where should they go to help you?
You can visit our webpage. It's ifhomeless.org. And you can volunteer, you can donate, you can call us and give us any ideas you have that you can give back. So you can do drives, you can volunteer your time, you can get to meet the people in our program and honestly just learn about homelessness, because there is so many misunderstandings out there. And mm-hmm. Dawn is an amazing example of mm-hmm. how we break the cycle of homelessness, but we do it together. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people give Illumination Foundation the credit, but a lot of it also comes from the clients and the people we help, because they're the ones putting in the hard work too. And we just walk alongside them and help them mm-hmm. and lead them where they want to go, really.
Right. So it's Illumination Foundation. You're in Irvine.
Yes. So that's our corporate office. Our service offices are actually in Stanton, and we have a new one coming up in Anaheim as well. So we're expanding, and we're really excited to be able to help more people and break the cycles of homelessness.
Congratulations, Dawn, on all your hard work.
Thank you.
Yeah, and getting back to your daughters. Thank you, April and Dawn, for sharing your story, and bon voyage back to Ohio. You know, hope everything works out wonderfully for you there and your family.
Thank you.
And Scrappy, your dog, and Illumination Foundation, breaking the cycle of homelessness in Orange County.